News releasecity of Sault Ste. Marie below is an update on upcoming construction projects within the city of Sault Ste. Marie. The Easterday Avenue truck route reconstruction and carbide dock port reconstruction projects are starting back up in April to May. Both projects are scheduled for completion in summer of 2024, including Alfred Park. Future projects: Meridian Street, W. Easterday Avenue to 8th Avenue, 0.49 miles, water main, sanitary sewer replacement, and roadway reconstruction will be part of the project. We have already been working with several businesses and LSSU concerning the work schedule and staging. No special assessment is expected as the project is funded through MDOT's Small Urban Program. Elmer's was awarded the bid by MDOT at $3.1 million. The project is slated to start May 15, 2024. We are working with Elmer's and may make Washington Way a two-way street during construction to improve access and will publicize this if a traffic control order goes into effect. Affected property owners have received a mailer with more information. Power Canal Trail Phase 2, Non-Motorized Trail Continuation, Ashmun to Johnston Street in partnership with MDOT, Cloverland, and private donations. 0.45 miles, this project, originally slated for 2022, was delayed due to emergency utility work on the canal required by Cloverland. MDOT awarded the contract to Payne and Dolan, and they have agreed to an extension of time until August 2024. We will continue to update the public on the project as cannot proceed with the project until Cloverland's work is completed as they are working directly in the path of the trail. Total cost for 2022 before delay, $289,000. Safe routes to school. The proposed project consists of improvements for pedestrians within the service. This project consists of improvements for pedestrians within the service areas of Lincoln Elementary, Washington Elementary, and Sault Area Middle School in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. There has been extensive planning on the routing, and the project would also complement and continue the connection between a previous SRTS project at Bowetting Schools. Partners include the Michigan Department of Transportation, Michigan State University, Michigan Fitness Foundation, Sioux Schools, Sioux Tribe of Chippewa Indians, and the city. Learn more about SRTS here. Safe routes to school, Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, siouxcity.com. The project was awarded to Hunt Bros and is expected to start on June 3, 2024. A mailing has been sent out to the affected residents outlining the proposed construction schedule. Wastewater treatment plant upgrades and PAC and Eureka Area Collection System upgrades and CSO closure in partnership with EGLE. The city has obtained Clean Water State Revolving Funding, CWSRF, to upgrade a failing wastewater treatment plant and upgrade the PAC and Eureka Area Collection System and the last two known CSO closures. This project includes work on four of the five major treatment processes at the treatment plant. The collection system improvements will include an area bounded to the south by Sheridan Drive, to the north by Peck Street, to the west by Meridian Street, and to the east by Fort Street. This will include CSO structures in Portage Avenue. Improvements will include sanitary sewer, storm sewer, water main, and roadway reconstruction. Total project is $35 million with construction to start late summer 2024. A public meeting is scheduled April 24 for affected residents in the collection system improvement area, and they have been sent a mailing with more information. Water Street Combined Sewer Overflow in partnership with the U.S. Army Corps under their 219 funding, this project would close out one of our three last remaining CSOs. This would eliminate CSO site -007 at Water and Bingham intersection. The project includes construct Ashmun Street, Maple Street Sanitary Sewer Lift Station, reconstruct the sanitary sewer overflow structure in the intersection of Bingham Avenue and Water Street to eliminate an 8-inch overflow connector between sanitary and storm sewer which outfalls through St. Mary's Falls Park at the Bingham Avenue and Water Street intersection, and rehabilitate the storm drainage outfall piping, 12 and 48-inch, within St. Mary's Falls Park. Total estimate still in design, $1.2 million. We now have an agreement for this project and are looking at 2025 construction. I-500 project. This project will construct new roads, a parking lot, vendor building and other upgrades that will help make the raceway venue a year-round tourist destination. The EDA investment will be matched with $513,000 in local funds and is expected to create or retain 50 jobs and generate $2 million in private investment, according to grantee estimates. Sioux Convention and Visitors Bureau, EUP Regional Planning, and the city are working with OHM on the project design. Construction documents will be ready for bid later this year, with construction anticipated fall 2025 and continued into 2025. Other upcoming projects: Sioux Tribe Raise Grant Partnership, currently in the planning and design phase. Minert Grant, Rotary Park Bathroom Pavilion, currently in the design phase with tentative construction in 2025. MDOT Bridge Bundling Preventative Maintenance Grant, currently in the design phase. MDOT Safety Grant, intersection of Meridian and Easterday, currently in the design phase with tentative construction in 2025. Please contact our engineering department if you need any additional clarity on our upcoming projects. We will keep our project list updated on our website at https://www.siouxcity.com/engineering/page/project-list. Bid opportunities are always updated here. https://www.siouxcity.com/RFPS